Welcome to your five for the day. My wife and I were walking along the pathway between Swansea Bay and Swansea University in late March, flanked on either side by an avenue of trees. They just had a collection of bare branches, with nothing to give evidence of any hope of life for the future. Then my wife pointed excitedly to one tree on which were leaves and blossom, marking it out distinctively from the rest. To all intents and purposes, it was the same as all the others. But this tree was, at that time, unique in that it displayed beautifully the evidence of inward life, new life. As we stood still and gazed at this beautiful sight, soon to be replicated by all the other trees, my mind went back to a funeral I conducted just a few days earlier of a lady aged 100. As I committed that lifeless body to the grave, I used an expression that is often heard on such occasions. The words were, earth to earth, dust to dust, in the sure and certain hope of resurrection to eternal life. The first part of the saying is, sadly, true and unchanging for all who reach the end of life's journey. But the second part of the committal, in the sure and certain hope of resurrection to eternal life, is not true of everybody, even though it might be spoken at every committal. You see, the Bible makes it clear that if my dead body is to take part in that resurrection, to life eternal, then I must have been the possessor of eternal life before entering the domain of death. Unfortunately, death in the natural course of events will be the end of all of us, in spite of all the pills, the doctors, and the operations. But if I have trusted Jesus as my Lord and Saviour before I reach this milestone, then it gives me the unshakable gift of eternal life. This eternal life starts the moment I trust him and accompanies my soul as I move out of time into eternity. Jesus himself entered into death, but gloriously defeated it and removed its sting when he rose from the dead 3 days later on what we call Easter Sunday. Because he has experienced victory over death and the grave, so too can every believer who trusts him. That is why, for this dear lady of 100, as I visited her just 2 weeks before she died, we were able to rejoice together in the fact that she was going home, home to heaven, her eternal dwelling place. This is why the funeral of a genuine Christian affords the opportunity to rejoice. Though we understandably experience sadness at the loss of a dear one, we know we shall be reunited in a far better place, in far better circumstances, in the company of a wonderful Saviour in heaven. This is why I love Easter time, when everything around us seems to spring into new life, giving evidence of the latent life that has been dormant over the winter months. Because life is unsure, none of us can ever know when we are going to leave this scene. It may be suddenly. It may be after a long period of illness. Who knows how, when, or where? This is why we need to be sure we are ready, so that whenever we leave this world, we have made preparation for the next world by embracing Jesus as our Saviour and Lord. Why not make sure that each of us will participate in the resurrection to life eternal by confessing our sins to a loving God, asking his Son Jesus Christ into our hearts, and start living as God intended each of us to until we see him face to face. May the Lord encourage each of us to take this glorious step of faith today. God bless you, and thank you for listening.